Hey, everybody. Welcome back to On Deck. I'm happy to have you here doing things a little bit differently than normal. Before we get started, I guess I should remind everybody what this show is. This is On Deck, the PC gaming podcast. I heavily focus this show on the Steam Deck, my current favorite gaming device. This thing is awesome, and I'm always happy to talk about it. I have not done a live show with you guys. I mean, I did the Game Awards, which was super fun. I really, really did enjoy that. I did the Game Awards, but I have not done a live show with you guys in a really long time. It stopped when I got super sick at the beginning of November, and I have not done a live show since because I had had a bunch of guests on. And I wanted to just be able to sit down and relax and chat with you guys. So I'm doing things a little bit differently today. I don't have a guest today, which means that today's show will probably be a little bit shorter than it usually is. And, Toasted Synapse Gaming in chat, they're saying, I have a question about a game. Feel free to drop those questions in chat. If you want to make absolutely sure that I see them, then use Super Chats. If I get to your if I can see your question in the middle of the show, I will try and get to it, but I can't guarantee either way unless that there's a super chat, because it makes it in a different color and it saves it so that I can look at it later. But anyway, this is the PC Gaming Podcast, and I don't have a guest today. And the reason I don't have a guest today is because I looked at the last few episodes where I had guests on, and like, people just weren't watching as much. So I'm not sure why that is, but that's okay. It doesn't mean I'll never have guests. I just wanted to sit down and chat with you guys. So let's jump into the actual show. And I want to start off with What's on Deck, which is usually the part of the show where I just talk about like the games that I've been playing. Now, I've been playing a lot of Overwatch 2, but I haven't been playing that on the Steam Deck. What I have been playing on the Steam Deck is retro games using EmuDeck, because EmuDeck is fantastic. But the game that I've really been playing most of on deck is Arrow GPX. Big thank you to Jib Smart who pointed this game out to me. It is essentially F-Zero. Like, Nintendo has not put out an F-Zero game in a really, really long time. This is essentially F-Zero. Now, the game is not out yet. It's currently, you're seeing a demo right now, and it is absolutely a straight-up F-Zero clone. It feels very much like F-Zero GX for the GameCube. It runs incredibly well on the Steam Deck. I ended up turning on the Allow Tearing mode, which you can access with the Quick Access menu, and then you can say Allow Tearing, and that reduces input latency a little bit. And then I locked in the game settings, I locked it to 60 frames per second because it was hitting, like, I don't know, 100 and something frames per second, which is way more than you need. And the game just runs like a dream. Now, one thing that I want to say real quick. Oh, and this episode is sponsored, so make sure that you guys stick around for the sponsor. I should have said that at the beginning of the show. Doing this live, like, I would have edited that in post, but because it's live, I screwed that up. Sorry, sponsor. We'll get that soon. One thing that I noticed about Arrow GPX is that, and I don't know if this is the way it was in F-Zero GX. I can't remember because it's been too long since I played that game. But one of the things that I noticed is when you go off a cliff, you can control, I don't know if it's the right word, pitch? Like, if my hand, if for the video listeners, if my hand is my car and I bring up the nose of the car, is that the pitch? Whatever it is, whatever that is, where you bring up the front end of your car in order to kind of glide for a longer amount of time, that's what you can control in Arrow GPX. And it makes for some really interesting gameplay experiences where you might hit a boost and then go off a cliff and then adjust the pitch in order to glide for a longer amount of time, because then, thank you, Regan Anderson is telling me in the live chat that that's pitch. Then you can aim for like a little ring, kind of like Star Fox. And if you go through that ring, you get yet another boost. They're kind of hard to hit, but it's really fun and satisfying when you do. The game's currently in early access, and I really do enjoy it. Just the bit that I've played in the demo. But that game's really cool. If you haven't tried it out yet, you absolutely want to try that game out. It's free, doesn't cost you a dime to try it out, and it's really, really good. So I'm really enjoying it. Jasper says, doesn't the sponsor want you to mention their name at the beginning too? You know what? You're probably right. It's HelloFresh, and I've never done this before. I've never done an ad during a live show, so we're going to see if it works. This could go terribly, and if it does, I'll just do their ad separately on another video or something. Here we go with our first live. It's not a live ad. It's a pre-recorded ad. But I've never done it during a live show, so let's see how it goes, all right? We will be right back after the sponsor, HelloFresh. This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. My family has used HelloFresh for a long time, long before they reached out to sponsor the show. My wife is an amazing cook, but with HelloFresh, it makes mealtime prep even easier for her. Each recipe has pre-portioned ingredients that come right to your door, so you can skip the grocery store and a lot of the prep. Now, normally, my wife cooks and I grill, but she said that if I was going to talk about it on the show, then I had to cook it myself. Well, I made dinner tonight, and we had citrus tacos with pickled onion and Southwest crema. Now, I don't know what the hell crema is, but I made it and it turned out great. I didn't have to measure anything, and I had a step-by-step guide that was almost like reading a really well put together guide for a boss fight in an MMO. Now, these days, everyone is always super busy, and HelloFresh's quick and easy options like 20-minute meals and easy cleanup dishes are great for making your life easier. The ingredients for each meal come in its own bag, which is perfect after you've taken the ingredients out. You put the food scraps in as you are cooking. This means you end up with more time with friends and family around the holidays. Speaking of holidays, it is the season for trying to save money wherever you can. And HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. So you can use those savings for holiday gifts or, you know, treat yourself to a new game on your Steam Deck. And speaking of treats, a really cool treat for your partner, if they're the one that usually cooks, is for you to pick up HelloFresh and let them put their feet up while you make the meal. I promise that if I can make one of these, you can too. So go to HelloFresh.com and use the code NERDNEST18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com and use the code NERDNEST18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping. All right, and we are back. And thank you to everybody in chat who's telling me that crema is just cream. Why don't they just call it cream then? Anyway, there's links at the top of chat if you are going to check out those 18 free meals, or if you're watching this after the fact, they're either in the show notes or in the description down below. Let's get back to the show, and please let me know how it goes, how that ad was. I worked really hard on it, and I don't cook, so it was hard for me to make that. Anyway, let's move on and talk about our main topics for today. We got the meat of the show ahead of us. And our first main topic today is this topic that Phil Spencer had tweeted out. If you guys don't know, Microsoft is currently trying as hard as they can to buy Activision Blizzard. They announced this ridiculously expensive buyout. Well, okay, I don't know that it's ridiculously expensive. It's a large number. I don't know if it's worth that or not, but they're spending a whole bunch of money to try and buy Activision Blizzard. And some of the governments of the world are like, I don't know if we want to consolidate the power in the gaming space into Microsoft's hands that way. And Sony's been kind of trying to push these governments along to try and get Microsoft to lose this deal. And Microsoft is doing everything that they can to try and say, hey, we promise we're going to be good guys. Now, I don't necessarily have a dog in this fight. I don't like the way that Blizzard has behaved in the past. And so I hope that new leadership from Microsoft makes that better. But one of the things that Microsoft has said is they said that they entered into a 10-year commitment to bring Call of Duty to Nintendo following the merger of Microsoft and Activision Blizzard King. That's because Activision owns Blizzard and King, which is like Candy Crush, I think. Microsoft is committed to helping bring more games to people however they choose to play. That doesn't really affect us here on this show because this is a PC gaming podcast. But then they Phil Spencer followed that up. He said, I'm also pleased to confirm that Microsoft has committed to continue to offer Call of Duty on Steam simultaneously to Xbox after we've closed the merger with Activision Blizzard King. And I mean, look, I don't care about Call of Duty. I've never cared about Call of Duty. I don't think I've ever played a Call of Duty. Those games don't appeal to me. That doesn't mean that they're bad games. They're just not games for me. But I really like that Microsoft is, they're pledging to support things like Steam. Like in the past, we've had all these companies who are there like, you know what? We don't want to give Steam 30%. We want to make our own launcher. That way we can keep the money to ourselves. And Microsoft has their own launcher. They have the Windows launcher, the Windows Store, essentially. Not a whole lot of people use the Windows Store. But then they also have Xbox Game Pass on PC. And if they buy Activision Blizzard King, which I'll just call them Blizzard, because that's really the part that I'll call them Activision, because that's the parent company. Activision has their own launcher. It's the Blizzard launcher. And a lot of people were assuming that what would happen is that Microsoft, once they own that, they would start putting things into that launcher or put those things into the Windows Store. And I'm sure that we will see those things in the Windows Store. And I'm sure that we will also see those things in the Blizzard launcher. But Microsoft has been putting their games on PC, or not on PC, but on Steam. And this is something that they've kind of committed to. I mean, it's not in writing anywhere. They've said that they commit to it, but it's not like there's a signed contract someplace. But Microsoft has been taking their games and putting them on Steam. I believe it was, correct me if I'm wrong, chat, because I can't remember exactly, but I think that we also saw Ubisoft, they had taken their stuff off of Steam and now they're bringing their stuff back into Steam. So that's something that I like because I don't like having lots of different launchers. And Jem is reminding me in chat that Microsoft also removed the Bethesda launcher and put their games on Steam as well. So I like that they are committed to bringing games to Steam. Valve essentially said, yeah, whatever, we don't care. And they did it in such a way that made Sony look like a bunch of tools. And my channel is all about talking about games discussion without the console wars. Sony looks like absolute tool bags right now because of Gabe Newell's response to this. Here's what Gabe said. He said, Microsoft offered and even sent us a draft agreement for long-term Call of Duty commitment, but it wasn't necessary for us because A, we're not believers in requiring any partner to have an agreement that locks them to shipping games onto Steam into the distant future. And B, Phil and the games team at Microsoft have always followed through on what they told us that they would do. So we trust their intentions. And C, we think Microsoft has all the motivation they need to be on the platforms and devices where Call of Duty customers want to be. He also said, we take this as a signal that they are happy with gamers' reception to that and the work that we are doing. Our job is to keep building valuable features for not only Microsoft, but all Steam customers and partners. And if you look at what Gabe Newell has said in the past, where, for instance, like piracy, where he has talked about that piracy is a... it's a user experience problem, not necessarily a money problem. Because a lot of people who pirate games, not everybody, a lot of people pirate games because they just want to steal games. And if that's what you're doing, whatever, that's fine. Do what you want to do. I don't do that. I pay for the games that I want to play. But he's basically said that there is a large segment of population that pirates games because of DRM, and they don't want things like the Denuvo. I never remember how to say Denuvo. The Denuvo, like that thing on their computer. And so there's people who pirate games because of that. And that DRM never actually stops people from playing games, because they can just end up pirating it instead. And I feel like Gabe Newell and Valve, essentially they're saying, look, Microsoft doesn't want to tick off potential customers. So they're going to bring these big multiplayer games to all the platforms that they can, if for no other reason than that increases their player base so that more people can play their games, meaning that it's going to take me even less time to find people to play with than otherwise. Because if the game was locked to only Microsoft and PC and it couldn't be on PlayStation, then that's fewer people who could be playing this game, especially a game that is highly focused on multiplayer. Now, does that mean that Microsoft is going to bring every game to PlayStation? Absolutely not. We already know the Elder Scrolls. I believe we know, and chat can correct me if I'm wrong, that Elder Scrolls 6 is supposed to be an exclusive to Xbox, but that's also a single-player campaign. I don't know if the merger is going to go through or not. Adam Sivak in chat says the merger won't be happening. I think that there's a possibility that it does happen. And if it does happen, I see that there will be some games that will be on multi-platform and some games won't. And most of the games that are multiplayer focused games will be on multiple platforms. But the great thing is that Microsoft is essentially saying, hey, we're going to embrace Steam because there's lots and lots of customers there, and we want access to those customers. So even if the games aren't on PlayStation, you'll probably, not 100%, but you'll probably be able to play those games on your Steam Deck. But there's a big caveat, a big pregnant pause there before that but. But it also needs for the anti-cheat software to be supported. And right now, the anti-cheat software for a game like Call of Duty, I believe, is not supported on the Steam Deck. So, as far as I know, you can't play it on SteamOS. You have to have Windows. And the question is will Microsoft go through the steps necessary in order to get this anti-cheat stuff working on Linux, on SteamOS, when their pockets are filled by Windows? I don't know that they will, but they might have to, if for no other reason than to appease the regulators who are suing them. Like they recently are getting sued by the FTC to try and block the merger. And I think that them getting sued by the FTC and them having to show that they are being compliant might make it so that we could get access to these games on Steam Deck sooner rather than later. And I think that would be really fantastic, in my opinion. Let me know what you guys think if you're watching this live. Let me know what you guys think in the comments, and if you are watching this after the fact, or in chat, and if you're watching this after the fact, let me know in the comments. Boy, it has been a long time since I've done a live show. Oh, man. Fender178 says, FTC has no grounds because of Disney. Okay, so basically what Fender178 is saying is because Disney purchased Fox and there was somebody else, I can't remember who, because they purchased them and they allowed that to go through, that they shouldn't be able to get in the way of the Microsoft, Blizzard, Activision merger. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not a lawyer. Lucasfilms. Thank you, Fender178. I'm not sure if that's quite the same thing. But again, I am not a lawyer. I just play one on TV. Jasper says the problem with regulator appeasing behavior is that it just ends in 5 to 10 years, and that may be true. But also, you have to keep in mind that, yes, you're not necessarily wrong about this, but they're not only appeasing regulators, they're also appeasing customers. Microsoft doesn't want to tick off the gaming populace because there's always this phrase out there, too big to fail. And some people might say Call of Duty is too big to fail, and maybe it is. But there was a point where we said MySpace was too big to fail. You know what I mean? There was a point where we said nothing could ever come close to EverQuest. You know what I mean? So it's possible that a game that's all the rage right now might not always be in that same position. Anyway, let's move on to our next main topic today. And our next main topic is the Game Awards. And this is going to be a big, meaty topic. We've got a lot to talk about here. So we had this tweet from On Deck. That is their official, the official Valve one. Oh, yeah. Jem says Sega, too big to fail as an example. Yeah, that's a great example. They said, what a great Game Awards show. Congratulations to the winners. Special congrats to all the Steam Deck giveaway winners, over 170 of you. If you won, look for an email from Steam. You'll find a link entering the shipping info for your Steam Deck. Cheers. So, man, I got to say, I saw a lot of people were asking. I did a live stream of the Game Awards, and I had a lot of people in my chat asking, how do I know if I won? And Valve did a real bad job explaining that to people ahead of time. So first off, they have a list of all the people. I'll drop that in the community. There's actually already a link in the community Discord. If you've joined our Discord, nerdnest.tv/Discord will take you there. There's a link in there that will take you to that shows all of the winners, but you'll also get an email. Now, in addition to that, I did the live stream. I was watching on my screen. I was streaming it, and then I also had it open in Steam so that I could possibly win a Steam Deck, which I did not win. But on the bottom, it told you who was winning. And sometimes it was just giving you like a string of numbers. So people thought that bots were winning. Well, what a lot of people don't know is that, you know, my name on Steam is Bill, but I bet you there's a lot of other Bills out there. So how do they identify me as opposed to some other Bill on Steam? And the way that they do that is every account actually has like a string of numbers. And Valve said, if you happen to see long numbers instead of profile names winning Steam Decks during the event, that was a temporary display bug. Those numbers were the Steam IDs of actual people winning, but profile names were not loading correctly. Apologies for any of the confusion. Laz Martinez in chat says, I didn't win. I'm sorry you didn't win, buddy. I didn't win either, okay? But anyway, I got to say that it's cool that they were able to give away, 170 Steam Decks to people. I think that that's awesome. And I just think that, you know, if they do this kind of thing in the future, it's best if they figure out how to communicate that to people ahead of time. There were people in the Steam chat, like typing in Linux commands, and then some person typed /claim in chat, and then everybody else started typing /claim because they thought, oh, that's how I hit claim. That's how I get my claim. So I thought that was very interesting, and you know, it's a learning experience. Now, speaking of learning experiences, there's one thing that happened at the Game Awards that I'm not going to talk about because I don't want to give people attention who are attention seeking. I didn't think what they did was funny. I think it kind of stepped on an awesome moment for the people that won, and I thought that was pretty lame. Pending in chat says, thanks to Christopher Judge for getting a few more Steam Decks out there. Yeah, if you guys watched the Steam Awards, or Steam Awards, the Game Awards, Christopher Judge, who plays Kratos in God of War, you know, the guy that says, boy, my voice is shot today. He said he had like a really long acceptance speech, like really, really long. And everybody was making the same joke. They were like, ah, more people are going to win those Steam Decks because of this. And then even Jeff Keighley made that joke as well. Anyway, let's move on and talk about the games at the Steam Awards, not the winners. I'm not here to talk about who won best game. I don't have a dog in that fight. I don't have a horse in that race. I don't have that cheese on my sandwich. I don't care who wins. You know, if you think that that's important, then that's fine. But for me, I don't really, it doesn't matter to me who wins. What I'm there for are the announcements. And there were some really cool announcements that happened. First off, I want to talk about one of my favorite moments in gaming ever. And I'm not going to spoil this for you, because if you have yet to play BioShock, you missed out on something special. That game is amazing. And there's a moment during the game that when it happens, it just blew my mind. It absolutely blew my mind when it happened. It was just so cool. And they announced this game at the Game Awards, and that game is called Judas. And Judas is from the people who made BioShock. And this game looks so friggin' cool to me. You can feel the DNA of BioShock in this game. So BioShock obviously is, you know, underwater. You go to this city that's underwater and it's kind of deserted and some crazy things happen. And then BioShock 2 was more of the same. BioShock 3 was in the sky. Everybody called it SkyoShock. So what's obviously the next step? BioShock in space. And that is what Judas looks to be. It looks to be BioShock in space. It is a first-person shooter where it looks like you got a gun in one hand and then you got special powers in the other, just like BioShock. In BioShock, you had like these syringes that you could shoot into your arm in order to give yourself the ability to use like pyrotechnics or freeze people or whatever, or shoot bees out of your hands is the craziest thing. Judas, it looks like you've got like this electronic mechanism built into your hand, and you end up being able to use that in order to do some really, really cool stuff. So Judas looks awesome. It's coming to consoles as well as it's coming to consoles as well as PC. And like the title of today's episode is, will these games run on deck? And for some of them, I think the answer is undoubtedly yes. But some of them, the answer is, boy, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. You look at the Steam Deck, and it's able to play games like Elden Ring. Elden Ring came out in February this year, maybe it was January. It came out early this year, very early this year. And that game, like, it pushed the Steam Deck to its limits. You could play that game at 30 frames per second, pretty much almost locked. And it played really, really well. But for some of these games that are newer, that are pushing hardware further, that's going to be more difficult of a thing to manage. And the thing that I think about is, when you have a console, all of the games that come to that console will run on that console pretty much just fine. Unless the developer did a crappy job. You know, I'm looking at you, Pokemon Company and Nintendo Switch. But all the games that come to a console essentially will run pretty well. But with PC gaming, you constantly have this upgrade happening all of the time. And that it's almost like an arms race with new hardware coming out and then, you know, new games coming out to push that hardware further. And with a console, you get a new system every 7 to 10 years. With PC, you get new hardware every year, essentially. So it has to come out more often. And the Steam Deck is this weird hybrid between a console and a PC. It is undoubtedly a PC, but it is a console form factor and a console user interface. And it's awesome. But some of these newer games, I'm worried that they just won't run on the Steam Deck. And so we look at a game like Judas. I think that Judas, which is targeting next-gen systems, PS5, Xbox Series X, and PC, I think that one might struggle on the Steam Deck. And we've seen this. Now, of course, we have new things like FSR in order to make games run at lower resolutions and then upscale them. And so we may be able to tweak the settings just enough to get a good, solid 30 frames per second out of a game. And if you're talking about a game that's not online competitive, you're probably going to be fine. And pending, right in chat, he says, I can see what you mean, but don't forget about Steam Deck has FSR. Right, exactly. So you might be able to get some of these games to run, but you might not be able to get some of these games to run. Now, one of the games that we're absolutely, 100%, I'm sure that we will be able to run is Hades 2. I'm so happy that I get to talk about, that I get to be excited about Hades 2 with all of you, because I didn't pick up Hades until last month, until November. And I've had people like Kodiak Moonwolf, I can see him in chat right now. I've had people in my community, join our community, by the way, Discord, nerdnest.tv/Discord. I've had people in the community telling me, play Hades. You got to play Hades. It's awesome. And I kept saying, yeah, I got a lot to play. I don't know if I want to play that right now. I finally picked it up. It's so good. And I'm so happy that I'm enjoying Hades now, because when Hades 2 comes out, I'll be able to enjoy it at the same time as everybody else. Right now, I'm kind of behind everybody else. Like, everybody else has already played the hell out of this and moved on with their life. And I'm just now discovering how awesome this game is. It's really good. I love it. But man, anyway, they announced Hades 2. And the crowd went nuts. Supergiant Games, they've got another hit on their hands. And you know what? They showed gameplay. I love that they showed gameplay. And it looks like they've got a lot of the cast to come back and voice the characters, which is great. And I just love how it looks. You're playing as, I forget the main character's name, but I guess you're playing as his sister. And people in chat will tell me. This game just looks awesome, and it's more Hades, essentially. And you know what? You can't complain about more Hades. It's a fantastic roguelike. And if you guys watched, if you haven't watched the video yet, make sure that you watch my video about my favorite games from this year. Tons of them were roguelikes. I had so much fun with roguelikes, and Hades was on there. I know the game did not come out this year, but for me, it came out this year because I didn't play it before then. This one, I don't see any problem for this running on the Steam Deck at all. I think it's going to go just fine. Let's move on to a game that I'm not so sure that will do just fine. And that is Final Fantasy 16. Square, I believe Square has been like verifying their games. Like the games that they bring out, they've been getting them verified ahead of time on the Steam Deck. And that's great. Verified, basically, I believe that all of us, a lot of us, myself included, assumed that verified told you how well a game ran, but it really just tells you, will a game run? Not if you can have a good experience because, you know, the hardware is not up to it. And I don't know if this is going to run well on the Steam Deck. I don't know if it's going to be very well optimized. Square is usually really bad about their PC ports and how well optimized they are. So I anticipate that this one might not run so hot on the Steam Deck, even if it does come out and and will launch on the Steam Deck. I'm guessing it's going to be a frame fest because this game is just beautiful. Now, Kira Toast says, I thought Final Fantasy VII Innerguard was playable on deck, but some games deserve the higher resolution / frame rate. Yeah, I get what you're saying. In Final Fantasy VII, like, I've heard plenty of people playing that on the deck and that it ran really, really well, and they enjoyed the hell out of it. Is this game, and maybe you guys know, is this game using the same engine as, excuse me, sorry about that, as Final Fantasy VII? I don't know. Here's the thing we got to keep in mind. This game comes out in 2023 for PlayStation. does not come to excuse me. It does not come to PC until 2024, I think. And by then, we might have a Steam Deck 2. Like, if I were in charge of Valve, what I would do is I would say the first Steam Deck came out in this time. The next one comes out 2 years later. That Steam Deck is for the people who didn't buy the first one. So if you skipped out on the first Steam Deck, pick up the Steam Deck 2. And then 2 years after that, Steam Deck 3 comes out, and the people who bought the first one, that's their upgrade path. Of course, there's going to be weirdos like me who get the Steam Deck 1, and then they get the Steam Deck 2, and then they get the Steam Deck 3. You know what I mean? But most people wouldn't do that. Most people probably do like a TikTok upgrade cycle. And I think that's probably the best upgrade cycle. You can't go as slow as you do with consoles because PC gaming advances too quickly. And you kind of get left behind. So by 2024, I think we'll see a Steam Deck 2 or a Steam Deck console. And I think Final Fantasy 16 will probably run fine on that. But will it run on the Steam Deck that I have in my hand right now? I don't know about that. That's a tough one. Anyway, let me know what you guys think. George Elliott says, I thought that a verified game needs to make 30 frames per second. I don't think so. I could be wrong about that, but I can't remember off the top of my head, but I don't think that it does. All right, let's move on to a game that, man, I really hope runs on the Steam Deck because this game looks cool and I was very unexpected, and that's Hellboy. They showed this off, and it's coming to consoles and PC, and it's like a cel-shaded Hellboy game. Looks like a third-person behind-the-character brawler, and it just looks absolutely gorgeous. The art direction for this Hellboy game, I think it's Circle of the Weird, if I remember the subtitle correctly. It's gorgeous. This kind of art style will draw me in almost every time. I love cel-shaded stuff. And once they get into the gameplay, which is going to happen here in a second, they're almost. Where is it here? Let me skip ahead in the video just a second. Yeah, okay. So if you look at this gameplay, the camera hops behind Hellboy, and it looks like you are brawling. Like, he doesn't have his gun yet, and you are just brawling with this werewolf. And a very Souls-like combat style, I feel like. But that combination of the IP of Hellboy, which is really cool, and the art style for Web of Weird just looks awesome. Now, oh, wait, I thought that this was also coming to PC. It looks like it says PS5, PS4. So now, oh, that's because, yeah, this is coming to PC. But the reason why it just said PS5, PS4 is because I grabbed that video from the PlayStation from the PlayStation YouTube channel. So Jem says, you can visually feel the punches you make. Yeah, I think that looks awesome. Just the way that the combat feels when you're watching it, I just think it looks really fun. Toasted Synapse says, it's not quite directly central third person, more like over the shoulder, like God of War. Yes, absolutely. It's a very God of War like combat with no axe. And I'm guessing we'll probably get a gun later on, but right now it just looks like a brawler, but the art style is the thing that grabs me. That one looks like it could probably run at a low resolution, because if you're running at a lower resolution, that art style is still going to look pretty good. I mean, you look at games like Borderlands running on the Nintendo Switch. The reason is because the art style makes it look good at low resolutions. All right. Sorry about that. I got a tickle in my throat. Let's move on to another game that I think will... I apologize for the cough, you guys. Another game that'll definitely run on the Steam Deck. And this is one that really surprised me. Dead Cells is a game that I played on my PS4. And I think I might end up picking it up again. I think that this is DLC. This I don't believe is a new game. I could be wrong about this. But I think it's Dead Cells DLC. And I think that the Game Awards pretty much opened with this. And they showed like this animation of the character from Dead Cells walking through a castle, but it's the Castlevania castle, and it looks so cool. Now, if you really like Hades, you're going to like Dead Cells as well. Dead Cells is a side-scrolling roguelike, and it's awesome. But in this, they show Simon Belmont and looks like Alucard as well. And then, of course, Dracula, as you're going through Dracula's castle. And it just hits me in all the right nostalgia places. Like, this just looks so damn cool. I love the little art that we're seeing here. Of course, what we're seeing up until now is not gameplay. But we already know what gameplay looks like for Dead Cells. So when we do get to, like, when we see this, we don't need to see what's actually happening. We don't need to see the actual gameplay because it's going to be exactly the same as the regular Dead Cells. But it's called Dead Cells Return to Castlevania. I think it looks awesome, and I can't wait to play it. And I think that that's absolutely going to run. Now, the last game that I want to talk about today is a game that I think would probably run just fine at a low resolution on the Steam Deck, but it all depends on that Microsoft merger, and that is Diablo 4. Because up until now, we haven't seen any Blizzard games on the Steam Deck. Of course, you can make them work, but not officially. And that's because they have their own launcher. They don't run through Steam. And I could be wrong, but I don't think Heroic Launcher like works with Blizzard games. If I'm wrong about that, you guys can let me know. Diablo is one of my all-time favorite games. Diablo 3, I bought 4 times. That game is just so fantastic. And I recently watched a video of Force Gaming talking extensively about 50 hours of him. He spent 50 hours playing Diablo 4. And he got to talk about it. He didn't get to show his own gameplay, but he got to show like footage that they gave him. But he talked about his experience with it. And his experience was really good. Like, he said he had a really good experience with it. And so that makes me excited for it. Now, we might hate the monetization model. We might, like, it might be awful. We have no idea yet. Because that, like, that's the kind of thing that they show us at the end in order to, you know, kind of delay the backlash against it. But overall, he had a really good experience with it. Toasted in chat says that Force mentioned that as of now, Diablo 4 doesn't have WASD as a movement option, but it is going to have controller support. And yeah, it is going to have controller support because it's coming to consoles. And if it has controller support, then I think it'll probably have controller support on PC as well. Why it doesn't have WASD as an option, I have no idea, because that's just kind of goofy to me. It doesn't make any sense that they wouldn't have that and support controllers, but we'll see what happens there. But the big thing that you got to wonder is, are you going to have to go through hoops in order to get it running, or is it going to launch on Steam? Microsoft, we go back to what I talked about before the Game Awards, Microsoft has been bringing their games to Steam. And I foresee that if the deal gets closed, Microsoft will also bring Blizzard games to Steam. We don't know for sure, but I really, really hope that that's the case. Because I want to play Diablo 4 on my Steam Deck. I loved Diablo 3 on the Switch. It was fantastic. I also played it on the PS4, and I played it on PC. And it was a vastly superior game, in my opinion, with controllers. So I hope to play it on there. That being said, if I have to get it on Steam, that means I'd have to pay for it. And if Microsoft owns Diablo, then I could probably get it on my Xbox as part of Game Pass. So there's that as well. Anyway, I'm very curious what you guys all think. Would you be playing Diablo 4 on your Steam Deck, or would you just get it on Game Pass, excuse me, on PC or on your Xbox? Laz Martinez says, as long as we can play it without buying anything, excuse me, it's okay by me. Just play solo most of the time. Yeah, that's fair. All right. That's the last game that I was going to talk about, but Jim in chat did a super chat. Big thank you to Jim for the super chat. They said, Crash Team Rumble. That looks like a MOBA to me. I don't have the video queued up for this because I didn't plan on talking about this. But if you've never played a game like Heroes of the Storm or League of Legends or Dota 2, then you've probably never played a MOBA. A MOBA is essentially a game where you and your team go up against another team and you have to destroy their base before they destroy your base. And Crash Team Rumble kind of looked like that. It felt like it was a multiplayer game where you and your team had to get more fruit than the other team. Or instead of competitive, it could just be a co-op game where it's you against like the NPCs. I'm not sure. I thought that game looked really cool. I'm very interested in it. I'm not very interested. I'm somewhat interested in it, but I have no history with Crash. Isolated One says, oh no, not Isolated One. Where did it go? Jeremiah Vernon says, Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core Reunion coming out tomorrow. It's going to be good. I've seen people talking about playing it on the Steam Deck, and apparently it's really good. I did request a review code. I have not heard back from them. So we'll see. It just, every time I look, it says that my request for a code is in review. My guess is everybody who's getting a code probably already got one, and so I'm probably not getting one. I've never played Crisis Core because I never had a PSP, but that's definitely a game that I'm looking at. Yesterday, I spent some time playing Final Fantasy VII Remake on my PS5 because I need to finish that damn game, and hearing about Crisis Core got me interested in trying that out again. Anyway, thank you guys for being here for the live show. It's been a while since I've done a live show, and I really do appreciate you guys all hanging out. Just a reminder, if you want to get 18 free meals with HelloFresh, head on over to the link in the show notes or the link in the description, or if you're here for the live chat, there is a link at the top of chat that you can check out. If you want to get these shows without any ads in them, then head on over to my Patreon, patreon.com/nerdnest. This has been On Deck episode 49. Next episode will be episode 50. I hope to see you guys here. I may do another live show next episode. We will see. I hope that you guys had an enjoyable time, and I will see you all next time. Stay awesome, everybody. From the Nerd Nest, I'm Bill. Stay rad.